June 1, 1922. Jesus before Pilate. What the truth is. Finding myself in my usual state, I was following the hours of the passion of my sweet Jesus, especially when he was presented to Pilate, who asked him what his kingdom was. And my always lovable Jesus told me, "My daughter, that was the first time in my terrestrial life that I dealt with a Gentile authority, who asked me what my kingdom was. And I answered him that my kingdom is not of this world, for if it were of this world, thousands of legions of angels would defend me. But with this, I opened my kingdom to the Gentiles, and communicated my celestial doctrines to them. So much so, that Pilate asked me, 'How at this, you are king?' And immediately I answered him, 'I am king, and I have come into the world to teach the truth.' With this, I wanted to make my way into his mind in order to make myself known. So much so that, touched, he asked me, 'What is the truth?' But he did not wait for my answer. I did not have the good of making myself understood. I would have said to him, 'I am the truth. Everything is truth in me. Truth is my patience in the midst of so many insults. Truth is my sweet gaze among so many derisions, slanders, contempts. Truths are my gentle and attractive manners in the midst of so many enemies, who hate me while I love them, and who want to give me death, while I want to embrace them and give them life. Truths are my words, full of dignity and of celestial wisdom. Everything is truth in me. The truth is more than majestic sun, which, no matter how much they try to trample on it, rises more beautiful and bright, to the point of shaming its very enemies, and of knocking them down at its feet.' Pilate asked me with sincerity of heart, and I was ready to answer. Herod, instead, asked me with malice and curiosity, and I did not answer. Therefore, to those who want to know holy things with sincerity, I reveal myself more than they expect. But with those who want to know them with malice and curiosity, I hide myself, and while they want to make fun of me, I confuse them and make fun of them. However, since my person carried the truth with itself, it performed its office also in front of Herod. My silence at the stormy questions of Herod, my humble gaze, the air of my person, all full of sweetness, of dignity and of nobility, were all truths, and operating truths.